We're going to start now a new series on Pirkei Avos. Here it comes. Mishnah Pirkei Avos, instead of starting in the center with the first Mishnah, it actually starts with Mishnah from the Sefer Sanhedrin, which is the Chara of Pella within itself. And the question is what exactly is going on over here in this Mishnah? What exactly does the Kadosh Baruch Hu try to show us with Pirkei Avos? What are Pirkei Avos, and why are we starting with a different Mishnah? I think to open up the Musag of Pirkei Avos, I think we have to use that Dhamma that the Pirkei Avos itself brings us. So let's start with that Dhamma. So Pirkei Avos is like this. Kol Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael has to himself a part of Olam Haba, has a chelik in Olam Haba. There's a chelik. Shenema v'amech kulam tzadikim. The nation of Klal Yisrael, yeah. The nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his nation is what? It's kulam tzadikim, all tzadikim. Lo'ilam yishu oretz, they'll go into the one that'll be zeche to what? To Olam Haba. Netzach matoy, ma'isi yodeh lispoy. They're what? I planted this what? This makom. And now Klal Yisrael is going to what? Now Klal Yisrael is going to be zeche to this makom. No matter who they are, call your school. So let's start off like this. We have a lot of problems with this Mishnah. What's the problems with the Mishnah over here? Call Yisrael, Yeshlam, Chedlek, Olam Haba, everybody. Now, if you look at this Mishnah in Sanhedrin, actually, it doesn't say call Yisrael, Yeshlam, Chedlek, Olam Haba. It doesn't stop there. There are Tanoim that hold that there are those that lost their Chedlek, Olam Haba. So this problem is already dealt with by many of the Sfaradish Gedalim. Some of them want to say that really that's only to scare them, in order to show them that that is what to be worried about. But Be'emes, every Yid has what? Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. But the Maisa, let's go into this Mishnah. Let's try to figure out what is this Akdama, the Mishnah from Sanhedrin, what is this Akdama to what? To Pirkei Avos, what does it want from us? So let's start like this. Kol. Number one question that we have is, Kol Yisrael, everybody. Why are we saying over here Yisrael? What's the Lashon of Yisrael? Yeshlahem, they have. Yeshlahem or Yiyelohem? So in the future, L'Olam Haba is coming. And chelik le'olam haba and not be'olam haba. Very interesting. Ba'amech kulam tzadikim. Everybody's a tzadik. And then the rest of the pasuk le'olam yishuor. It's everyone's going to yashin. The what's called everyone's going to yashin a makom. Very, very high. Exactly. What is Pirkei Avos? So let's start with this. If you remember from the Haggadah Shirim, we mentioned the word karpas. Karpas, we said, is made up of two words, which is perach. Perach is what is hard work, but it's samech perach. 60. Hard work of 60. What's the hard work of 60? So one shot is obviously that what? 600,000 Yidin, 600,000. Yeah, Shishin Riboy. Then over there in what? In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael went through rough times. Another shot that we said was that what? There was a Musag of learning Torah. Shishin is Shishin Masechtas. There are 60 Masechtas in Shas. And actually, there's a Medrash that says that there are 60, what's about 60 Masechtas. Now the problem is that sign the Medrash being that they're not 60 Masechtas, and sign the fact that what the Karpas is the Lashon of what? Oh, Perach and Samach, which is 60. There aren't 60 Masechtas in Shas. There are 63 Masechtas in Shas. So number one, we have to start making over here Cheshbonos. So if you look at what, if we take all the Babas, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, and we turn all the Babas into what? Into one Masechta called Nezikin. So then we can take away Baba Metzia, we can take away Baba Basra, we can end up from 63 to 62, and from 62 to 61. So we've gotten pretty close. Aber l'maisa, we're still not there. There are 61 mesechtas. So l'maisa, this mesechta is called Avos. Avos means that what? It's the father. It's the head. It's the ruler of all the other mesechtas. Why? Let's look at the word goin for a second. The word goin is gimel aleph vav nun. Nun is 50, and gimel aleph vav is what is another 10. That's 60. Goin is as well when you know 60. There are 60 Masechtas which are totally in Goinis and Yiddias. There are Psukim in the Torah. Each Pasuk gets Darshan throughout the Gemaras, throughout Shas. Aber Avos, it's the Av of them all. Why is it the Av of them all? Because Avos is not about what? It's not about Darshaning Psukim. It's not about Darshaning Mitzvahs. It's not about Goinis. It's about Amaisa Asiya. It's about taking on new what's it called? It's new Hanhagas. It's about taking on what? The Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midas that were given over at Har Sinai as we learn the Mitzvah Shem in the first Mishnah. So the Musag of what of Avos is that it's not really a regular Masechta. Goin is the Lashon of what of 60. That's 60 Masechtas. There's one Masechta that's an Av above them all. I saw B'Shem the Chasim Sefer, the Lamaisa, maybe even look at it like this, that every other Masechta really is what is a Tolda. Meaning, we have Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh B'Ksav are Psukim. The Teresh Baal Peh darshans these Psukim. Aber Avos, then it's not about psukim, it's not about dashning. That is an av within itself. There is no Teresh B'Ksav. This is the ganza Teresh B'Ksav with Teresh Baal Peh. This is the whole musuk. Avos, this mesechta is the whole parsha. There is no previous to this. There is no Tolda. The only Tolda is Amrit Hashem us. Always, Michal Dika told us, like the Gemara Baba Kama starts. Once as an Av, there must be a Tolda. Amrit Hashem, we're learning the Musik of always. Hopefully, we'll come to the Musik of Tolada. We'll come to something, we'll come out of this. Hopefully, we'll come out with fruition. But the problem is that many of us are very scared. You take on a Masechta, like always, and all of a sudden, there are a lot of them. Machaibim over here. Six prakim or five prakim, and then another brisa. And there's a lot to be taken on. The mice, it's a very scary undertaking. Uber frat. The mice were saying that, well, that this is what's coming from Sinai. This is Torah. This is the what? Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. And this is what we need to take on. So this is what we need to take on. This is a scary Muslim. So it could be that there are pshatim like this, that the reason why this mission is here, of Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelik L'Adam Haba, is kind of what a Musag of calming down the people. You should just know, everybody, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelik L'Adam Haba. Every single person in Kol Yisrael has the Musag of Olam Haba. And that's the kitzah, how we're saying that what, that avos is what is the aviyah voice of all the masechtas. It's the derech eretz kadmah l'Torah. This is the prerequisite of them all. That's why there are only really 60 masechtas, and the one masechta of avos is really what is really a pre-setter. I would like to look a little bit into the word Yisrael for a little bit and try to pull out a little bit of musagim in what the word Yisrael means. The second word over here is called Yisrael. What's Yisrael? So Yisrael, I want to start off with something that I just learned this year. The Maram Pano, he wants to be Madaik in the Lashon of Yisrael, and looks at the word Yisrael and he says like this. Yisrael starts over the Yud and Shin, which is Yesh. Yisrael ends with an Aleph and a Lamed, which is Al, or a Loi, which is negative. So there's a Yesh, which is positive. And then at the end, there's an Al or a Lo, which is negative. So very interesting. Klal Yisrael start off with a positive, they end off with a negative. In the middle, there's a letter Resh. And the letter Resh actually in itself is a very interesting word, because Resh is Roish, which means head. But it could also mean rash, which means what? Well, which means poor, desolate. So what is it? Klal Yisrael are on top, they're yesh. Klal Yisrael are what? Are al, they're low. Where are they're al, they're low. Where are they exactly? So the Maisa, we know the famous Gemara, the Gemara says in Sukkot, that well, there was once one of the Tanoim found one of the rich daughters of Klal Yisrael. She was what? She was one of the princesses. She was from a very wealthy family. And she was busy picking barley out of what? Out of the feces from the animals. And the Tana came over to her and said to her, what's going on by you? And she said, oh, Maisa would stuck up that her father what? Her father was Nichshel in a certain manner. And therefore, Lamaisa, she ended up what? Losing it. And over there, the Tana says, Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate are you, Klausel. Ashreichem, fortunate on you that they're eating what? That they're eating barley out of the feces of an animal? That's not so fortunate. That's actually quite unfortunate. Ella, what's Pshan? So Klaiso, we're either all the way on the top, we're either Kolkula Yesh or we're Kolkula Loy. That's the Maila of Klaiso. That's a Maila. Because either we're super close to Kodesh Baruch, we have total shaykhas with the Ribbono Shalom, or what? Or we don't. Or we're totally missing everything. That's the Musig of Yesh, and that's the Musig of Loy. So Klaiso, what? Have this Maila in the fact that what? That we're either totally in or we're pushing it totally out. Now that's a scary Musig. So if Kol Yisrael, has to know that what, that we're about these types of people, that we're a Shreichem, so then we're starting off this Masechta, and we're like, listen, this is what we have to do, and this is an undertaking of a lot of Midas, so this could be a very scary thing. So the Tana starts off with, no, don't worry, Kol Yisrael Yisham Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Now as we're starting over here, we're in the Parsha of Sfiras HaOmer, we're coming right after Pesach, and we're in the Musag right now of Sfiras HaOmer. So it's very interesting. If you look at the word Omer, the way that the word Omer is spelled in the Torah without a vav is ayin mem resh, and ayin mem resh is the gematria of the word shy. Because what? Because lahanchil lo oyavai yesh, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to what? Is going to give us what? He's going to give the beloved ones. He's going to give them shy olamos. He's going to give them 310 worlds. Meaning this olam haba that we're going to get is something that Klal Yisrael is going to get, which is the musik of yesh. Look at the word Omer and the word Yesh are on the same page, the same gematria. So we're over here in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer. And we're in the middle of what? Of working on our midas, and we'll explain why Sfiras HaOmer. Why Sfiras HaOmer is this man for what? For Masechtas Avos. By the Ashkenazim, they go all the way through the summer. By the Sfaradim, the minhag is only what? Is only during the scoop of Sfiras HaOmer. But we're seeing over here that the musik of Yisrael is Yesh or Al Veloy, which are what? Which are polar opposites. That's the Ashreichem. And the musig for us to get to the parsha of Yesh, the oifen that we're going to be zeichet to the shayir lomas, the oifen that we're going to be zeichet to the mava, it's through the musig of the oimer. What's this musig of the Omer? And I think that this is what Chazal are playing out for us. This is Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chilek Ba'olam Haba. We are right now in the parasha that what? That Hakadosh Baruch Hu has given us an opportunity to what? To chaparayin to the Yesh. To chaparayin to this musig of what? Of Zeika to the Omer and the Inyan of Yesh. Now, Lamaisa, Labal Yidach, Mimeno Nidach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anybody to be missing anything, and therefore, every person in Klal Yisrael has the opportunity. We've said already in previous Shiurim, then Chodesh Nisan is about what a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Reish Chodoshim, it's what? It's a new Zman. It's a new Tkufa. We're up to a new Zman, a new Tkufa, and anything can happen. And really the Sphira that we're going through right now is what is for us to change ourselves. Now, if you notice that it says over here, Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'ilam Abo. We have right now a Chelek in Olam Abo, which we're going to talk about in Rishon soon, but we're seeing that what? That something that we have right now is really something that really belongs to the Olam Abo world. Meaning, if anybody is nervous upon undertaking what we're undertaking right now, shouldn't be nervous. Because wait till you see. We have over here in what? In the Musaq of what? In the Musaq of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is coming up. The Yamsuf, it says that what? It says, Hayom Ra'o Vayonois. That the Yam what? The Yam went and split. What did it see? What Ma Ra'o? The Gemara says that it saw what? It saw Yesuf Batzadik. What did Yesuf Batzadik do? Vayonos Vayetze Achutza. That same Lashon of Vayonos. So we see that what? That a mensch has an opportunity, Yosef HaTzadik did something and it created Nisim. Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba means that we have in our abilities to tap into Nisim. We have the opportunity to want to do things that are much larger. So if you're talking about taking on a Masechta, like Masechta's Midas, taking on this Musag of Masechta's Avos, that we're trying to learn up all these things, the Maisa can what, it could be looked at as a very hard undertaking, it could be a scary undertaking, but we're saying tonight that this is the Musag of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is playing out for us. This is the Zman of the Omer. The Omer is the Oisius of Yesh, the Oisius of Shai, the Oyava Yesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us Shai Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us all these worlds. And we're going to get them through the Musaq of the Omer, of counting Sphira, of every day working on Amida, working through. So Lamaisa, if it says, Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba, I'm just going to say over what Shimon Sefer said. Shimon Sefer was an enikel of the Chasam Sefer. And Shimon Sefer said the following, Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba means that we have already a chelek of Olam Haba. Now, in order to do like this, if let's say we're trying to work hard to try to gain Olam Haba, so then Lamaisa, we could either pass or fail. And if we fail, so then we don't get there. If we pass, then we'll get there. But Lamaisa, if you already have Yesh Lahem Chelek, if you're already starting off, that we have a musag of Yesh Lahem Chelek, we already have, something that you have is much, much harder to lose than what? Than to gain something. Meaning once you're already at a certain place, you have to really, really be off the derech in order to what? To lose your dad. So again, we're trying to what? To beef up Kol Yisrael, give them the kayak, that what? That we should know that what? That Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Each and every person has already a chelek. So let's move by it. We're talking about the word Yisrael. And this is where I want to really go into the musaq of Chodesh Nisan and the word Yisrael. Yisrael, we said before, is Yesh and Allah and the Resh in the middle, which is what that pivotal, it could be Rash, which means poor, or it could be Resh, which means the top, Ashrechem Yisrael. The first letter, though, in Yisrael is the letter Yud. And Yud is the what? That quintessential teeny letter that what? That shows us the Musag of Anivos, the Musag of what? That Klal Yisrael has to be Anovim. And we know that throughout our generations, I'm going to talk about this in the Hemshech Hashirim. When we talk about the first Mishnah, when we get there, Mitzvah about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam. But right now, I don't want to get to Moshe Rabbeinu yet. I want to get to what? I want to get to Avram Avinu. We already mentioned before that what Avram Avinu was Anichi Ofer Va'efer. Avram Avinu was what? Was one of the Avos that got to the highest Dargah of Anivos. Moshe Rabbeinu, we said, beat him out. Banach Numa. Mitzvah will talk about it. But Avram Avinu again, was Zaychet to what? To the Indian of Anichi Ofer Va'efer. If you look in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Hay, Mishnah Yotes, going to be in a while from now, but in Barakay, Mishnah Yudas, it actually brings down this Musag of Avram Avinu and Yudas Avram Avinu. And it says, Kol Sheyesh B'yodei Shloshet Dvarim Halalu, Talmid of Avram Avinu. Yeah? And if not, then the Talmid of Bilam. And one of the things are what? Are one is Nefesh, one is Ruach Nemucha, and over there the Rav says, Anova Yisim. And at the end of the Mishnah, after it mentions that what? That Avram Avinu had Ruach Nemucha, it says, Ma bein Talmid Avram Shal Avram Avinu leTalmid Shal Bilam Harasha. It says, Oichlim Ba'olam Hazeh veNoichlim Ba'olam Haba. The Talmidim of Avram Avinu are going to be Noichel Olam Haba. Here it comes, LaAnchil Oyavai Yish. So it says, Sayim Nemal. So it says the pasuk in Mishlei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that what? Through the musag of what? Of Ruach Nemucha, which is Anivos and Mirtz Hashem, we're going to get to what? We're going to get to this Pasha. We're going to get to the Pasha of Olam Haba. So we're seeing that what the Musag of Oyav Ayesh, the Musag of Yisrael, of Yud Shin, is really the Musag of Olam Haba. And I want to take it a little bit deeper. Let's look at the letter Yud for a second. The letter Yud itself is the letter that corresponds to Olam Haba. Let's go quickly to the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos on Daf Chav Tes says, the Gemara says, "Kedavoy minei Rabbi Yehuda nesiyam Rabbi, my dechtiv." What does it mean in the pasuk in Yeshaya? Bitchu b'Hashem adayad ki bekal Hashem tzur elamim. Why does it say ki bekal Hashem tzur elamim? What's bekal? What's beis yud and then a hey afterwards? Says the Gemara, "Amar lei kol atoyle b'kone b'kadosh baruch hu arei loy machse b'oyle mazeh uloy mabo." So a person who has bitochen in a kadosh baruch hu will have what? Will have savior in elam hazeh elam abo. Amar lei. This is what I'm asking you. Why does the pasuk say ki beka Hashem tzur elamim? It's like saying Hashem's name twice. It says the Gemara like this. Here we go. Kedidari shabiyudu bar eloi elu shnei elamois shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad behei ve'echad beyud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. One he created with the letter hey and one he created with the letter yud. It says the Gemara ve'eni yodea im olam haba b'yud, b'olam hazeh b'hei, im olam hazeh b'yud, b'olam haba b'hei. And the Gemara says, I don't know which one is which. I don't know which one is olam hazeh, if the olam hazeh is the hei, if the olam hazeh is the yud. I don't know if olam haba is the hei or the yud. And the Gemara says, k'shuloimeh, when the pasuk says, eile told us ha-shamayim v'oretz b'hi borom, al tekri b'hi borom, ela b'hei borom, ha-ve'oimeh, olam hazeh b'hei, v'olam haba b'yud. And the Gemara says that what? That Olam Hazeh was created with the hay. Olam Haba was created with the yud. Why is Olam Haba with the hay? The Gemara explains, it's like a what? It's like a palace. You can go down the bottom of the hay, out the bottom. Shekola Reitze Lo Tzeis Yotza can leave. My time, Atalia Kitarin. And why is its leg hanging, right? The hay has a hanging, right? There's a split over here. I think I should make the hay like this for you guys, yeah? Why is the hay hanging? So the mice of the Gemara says that what? That if you want, you can go back in. The Gemara says, the Hada B'tshuva Ma'ilele. So the Gemara says, why don't you go in through the bottom? Why don't you go in through the bottom? Says one, let me stay in Moshe, it's too hard. The Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish, the Leitzim Uyalit, the Hanavim Tibchein, Abol Atar, Messiah Moshe, Abol Atar, Pesach. So the Gemara says that, well, it's going to be much too hard to go through the bottom, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Siyat and Shemaya, and you'll be able to go through the top. But what we're coming up from this Gemara is a very interesting Moshe. The musag is that the letter hey created Olam Hazeh, and the letter yud created Olam Haba. The word Yisroel, the yud is what is the musag of Olam Haba. We said that what yesh. The letters yesh are yud shin, and yud shin is what is the musag of what of 310, which is the musag of Oimer. And we said that what the through the Oimer would be zeichet Olam Haba, and that's the musag of the letter yud. Yisroel is the letter yud. Yud means what the musag of Olam Haba. Lamaisa, I was always bothered by the Gemara. The Gemara says that what? That there's a letter hey and there's a letter yud, and I don't know which one is Olam Hazeh, I don't know which one is Olam Haba. Now, my dear friends, when we're learning this Gemara, you don't know which one is Olam Hazeh, you don't know which one is Olam Haba. I don't understand. Isn't the letter yud like 10? Isn't minyan, kedusha, 10? The letter yud is l'chara what? Is l'chara the word, the letter that should be much more corresponding to what? Olam Haba. The letter hey is half that value. The letter hey is not complete. The letter yud starts where Yisroel. About Yisroel, it should be what? Should be musik about the Haba. That's what he didn't believe in. So what's bechal the Gemara shayla? So I once wanted to mechad the shafal and chiddush, and I think this is very apropos for today. You ready? Here it comes. The Hela Gemara says that the letter hey is olam hazeh. The Gemara says that the letter hey is olam hazeh. The Maral says if you look at the letter hey, as we did a moment ago, the letter hey is really a dalit. And the letter hey has what? Has a little yud. The really the letter hey is a dalet because a dalet means that what? That the world goes from here to there, four corners of the earth. And the letter yud represents the olam haba. That really ba'olam hazeh is really also a shtickle of olam haba. And the reason why that yud is not connected is because why? Because it's not really part and parcel of this world. It's there if you want to get it. It's there if you want to have shaykhus to it. But the world really is this dalet, that one that has four sides of the world. But if you want to have shaykhus the letter yud, you could. And I wanted to be mechadish once that ba'etzim, and I found this in many, many svarim. That's what the Mishnah says much later on also. The Mishnah says later on in what in Avos, the Mishnah says that what that Olam Hazeh is a prosdor lo Olam Haba. And they ask the following kasha: what's a prosdor? A prosdor is like an antechamber, a what a way, a hallway in. If you have a hallway and the hallway is representing a certain what, a certain hallway into a certain place, could you imagine if you had what we call in what's it called for us Hungarians in the audience, a foyer? You have a makom that you first go into, yeah, and then afterwards you have what? You have a ganze castle. If Olam Haba is this ganze castle that we're going to go to, if the antechamber was a what was this antechamber that was filled and was teeny and dilapidated and you hang your coat on rusty nails as opposed to what a beautiful walk-in closet in the antechamber, it wouldn't be befitting for the what for the Olam Haba that's coming in the, afterwards. The antechamber that has to be here first, this prosdor, this what this mukum that comes in first, has to be shaykh to the next world. So really what? Really in this world is really a dalit with a little yud which represents Olam Haba. Really, there is Olam Haba Olam Hazeh. And now listen to the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek b'Olam Haba. You know what that means? The Mishnah is coming to tell you like this. Chevra, you're about to learn Maseches Avos. This is a hard undertaking. We're all giving up already, yeah? There's nothing to give up. Why? Because Kol Yisrael already over here in this world, Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek, you already have a chelek. What's that lashon of chelek? It's not talking about what you're going to have later on, because that's le'Olam Haba. And that's a chelek. That's not a chelek that you have now, yesh lahem. That's a chelek la'osid. The chelek that we're talking about now is bo'il mazeh. A person already has shaykhus to Olam Haba. And therefore, a person can do like what Yosef HaTzadik did, bayonas v'yetzeh achutza. And with that, we can bring Kriyas Yamsu. That the wa ra'a yam, bayonas ayam. And the yam is able to move. We're able to pull off wa, we're able to pull off scams. That's the musag of what of Yisrael. And that comes through the musag of anivus, which I'm going to start next time when we discuss this musag of what? Of the letter Yud. The letter Yud is the musag of anivus because it's a small letter, and we'll speak about Moshe, and we'll speak about Yeshua Mitzvah. But I want to first take it like this, that when we're talking about this musag of the letter Hey, Hey is Olam Hazeh, Hey also corresponds to Chodesh Nisan. It says in Sefer Yitzira, the Chodesh Nisan was Bashaf, the Eivishter made Chodesh Nisan with the letter Hey. Okay. The letter Hey is very interesting. Because the letter Hey, again, we said a person can fall out, need Siyat Shemayim to go back. But again, we're saying like this right now. When it comes to Chodesh Nisan, we were just Zeichet to a Pesach. We were just Zeichet to what? To a Gilui. We had Eliyo and Novi in our own houses. We have what? We have the beginning of the Gula. B'Nisan, Nigolu, B'Nisan, Osid Ligoyel. In Nisan, we have this what? This great night of Korban Pesach. This night that what? That we have, that this Sukokula Shefa, that the Shbrochu gives us. We said it's what? It's a Koyach from Lamala. And we get hit with so much power. It's a night of so much emunah. But now what? After a night of so much emunah, you know what we're supposed to do now? We're supposed to be able to what? To do anything. So let me tell you a very interesting article that I read from a Goyin, Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky, Rashiva of Greater Washington. He said the following. He says, you know, we're all sitting here at home, and we're all thinking about different things that are going on. And of course, when we come into shul, Ritz Hashem, in the near future, and we're going to come back to the Batei Midrash, and we're going to be running in, kissing the Aron Kodesh. We're going to be so excited. And he's like, don't you think that excitement is going to last for a really long time? And he's like, you know what? It's absolutely not. And in the middle of the article, like, I'm like, whoa. It's not going to last? No, it's not going to last. If it's not going to last, so what are we doing? So Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us this big blast. This blast, like we had the blast of Amun on the night of Nisan, the night of what? The night of Pesach. We're also getting this blast. We've been taken out of our makanis. This has been a terrible, terrible blast that we're getting. We're getting a wake-up call. But after the wake-up call, we have to take our baby steps. And the baby steps that we're taking now are in what? Are in Maseches Avos, step by step. Oymer, 310. Otzosayim Amalei. Kodesh Baruch Hu says what? Lahanchil lo'oyavai yesh. Klal Yisrael. I want you to understand the musag of anivus. I want you to understand this musag of what a yid is. That a yid realizes there's something lamala. That everything comes from Har Sinai, like we're learning with Hashem in the next Mishnah, the first Mishnah. And Lamaisa, we're coming right now in Chodesh Nisan, which is the Musag of what, of the letter Hey, which the world looks like what, it has so many different sides, which we're not right now Zeichet to. But there's an Olam Haba there. There's a little Klein Yud. And inside this Olam Hazeh is an Olam Haba. And we have to work through this Kufa. We have to be together. And let me tell you like this, the Heiliger Rebbe of Avram Shor, writes in his Pirkei Avos, he says that Lamaisa, there are 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. We count 49. He says each and every person is rewriting his Sefer Torah. the word gvil, which means the klaf, is 49. We're all rewriting every midah. We're coming to kinyan atera. Derech eretz kadma latera. We're working on our midas. We're working on all of our anyanim. And at home of Ubefrat now, we're all working on different things. And lemaisa, if you're nervous, don't be nervous. Why? Because lemaisa, we all have what? We all have a koyach of olam haba. We all have an ability to take it to the next level. And that's what Yisrael Tzadik is. So that's what we're learning tonight. The musag of what? The musag of Yisrael. Kol Yisrael. Yeshlam chelek olam haba. We have a chelek right now. A chelek from olam haba. And we have it over here about olam hazeh. Because the letter yud corresponds to olam hazeh. To olam haba. And inside that letter hey, which is olam hazeh, is a little letter yud. And we can tap into that little letter yud. And we can be zecha to what? To try to elevate ourselves. To try to lift ourselves up. To try to gain in these musagim. To try to lift ourselves and work on different needs. And says Rav Aaron, that now that we're holding in this kufa of Sefer Sayyim, we have to take baby steps. Each day a little bit more. Each day to work on another thing. To try to take it daga after daga. And Amir Tashem, Amech kulam tzadikim. La'olam yushu aretz, we'll be zeichet to what? To'olam haba. Through the what? Through the musag of anibas, like we saw from Avraham Avinu. And the Maisa says, Amei kulam tzadikim, neitzer matoi Maisa yoda disfoyer. We're all part of what? One tree. We're all part of one makum. Some of us are Tamidi Chachamim. Some of us are Amei Oretz. Some of us are what's called, are people that are reik min ha'teira. But each and every person is part of a tree. We're all part of this together. And each and every person has a shaykhus ha'teira. And we all have to just become connected to it. We're not expected to, we're not expected to know always backwards and forwards, halavai, yeah. But the mindset, we have to look forward. We have to look to try to get there. We have to look to what? To try to take on each mitzvah. To try to look what we can do. Step by step, small steps. That's what Rabbi Aaron is teaching us. Small steps in this kufa of what? Of Derech Eretz, Kadma L'Torah. Mitzvah Shem will start tomorrow with the first Mishnah. Mitzvah Shem, B'Siyata D'Shmaya.